The 130th Supreme Convention of the Knights of Columbus opens Tuesday in Anaheim, California. It will focus on religious liberty and the Church's mission to build a culture of life and a civilization of love. 2,000 delegates will be attending the three-day meeting together with 90 leaders from the North American Church. Ahead of the opening address, Emer McCarthy spoke to Supreme Knight Carl A. Anderson, who welcomed Pope Benedict XVI's message to the world's largest Catholic fraternal service organization.
Years ago, the Knights of Columbus was founded in the United States in large measure to bring Catholic men together to defend the liberty of the Church and to combat prejudice and bigotry against Catholics that was so prevalent in the United States in the 19th century. Looking to the problems today, the challenges we face in terms of religious liberty, we decided to recall our roots at our founding and use the theme of religious liberty as we gathered today, 2,000 of us, 500 delegates, and this is why we chose this theme. Of course, proclaim liberty throughout the land is recorded on the famous Liberty Bell in the United States, which is housed in Independence Hall in Philadelphia and was an inspiration to the founding fathers of the American Constitution and Declaration of Independence. So it not only reaffirms the theme of the Knights of Columbus and its founding, but reaffirms the theme of the founders of the American Republic in 1776.
Now, of course, it's also a theme that's extremely pertinent to the ongoing campaign being brought forward, led by the bishops in the United States.
Well, we have been very closely united to our bishops in the United States and, of course, in Canada and also in Mexico, but particularly this year, as the bishops stand forward in an unprecedented way to defend religious liberty for the freedom of the Catholic Church in the United States, but also for the religious liberty of all Americans. And so we're very heartened to have one of the largest turnouts of bishops participating and cardinals participating in our Supreme Convention this year. Nearly 90 bishops and cardinals with us.
Now, we can't underestimate the often quiet and humble service that members of the orders carry out in everyday life. You were founded on the principles of charity, unity, and fraternity. For those of our listeners who aren't familiar with what the Knights of Columbus actually do and who they actually are at a very grassroots level, can you take us through the actual order in its everyday life?
Well, we have over 14,000 local councils. Most of them are based in parishes in the United States, Canada, Mexico, the Philippines, Poland, Cuba. And we call our men to be faithful to the principles of the Knights of Columbus, which is charity, unity, and fraternity. And so we ask all of our members and all of our councils to be active in charity within their parish and within their community. So last year, our members gave $158 million to charity and donated over 70 million hours in service in charitable causes. We pride ourselves in being closely aligned to our local pastors, especially our local parish priests. And we think that that is where the vibrancy of the Catholic Church really lives day to day. And so to the extent that we can be a charitable force, a faithful group of Catholic men united with their parish priest and helping him in the pastoral needs of his pastoral community, his parish community, that's principal mission of the Knights of Columbus.
But over the 130 years, this work that you have been doing, that started, that was born in the local parish, has really snowballed. And now the Knights of Columbus, you've gone beyond the borders of North America and do an awful lot of charity work also abroad. As the Supreme Knight who oversees this worldwide order at this stage, is there any one particular project or initiative of the Knights of the Columbus that you have visited or seen over the last year that has struck you most or that you'd like to share with us today?
Well, I think there are really two principal missions that we find ourselves engaged in today. First is the question of religious liberty of the Church and the Church's mission to build a culture of life and a civilization of love. And we see that, of course, in the United States in a special way today. We have seen it historically in Mexico, continues to be an important issue in Mexico, also in Canada. And now this week in the Philippines, where the government is trying to impose reproduction services, reproductive health, they say, in terms of pro-life issues, and also in Poland. So we see a combination of defending liberty, working for a culture of life, and also building a culture of life by being our brother's keeper in reaching out in works of charity. So we really today find it precisely what we found 130 years ago, the struggle for religious liberty as well as working for charity to assist our brothers and sisters in need.
The Holy Father has sent a message to this Supreme Convention written on behalf of the Holy Father by Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Bertone. Can you speak to us a little bit about what was contained in the Holy Father's message to you?
Well, we were very privileged to receive a wonderful message from the Holy Father conveyed by Cardinal Bertone. And in that, he spoke about the necessity of the Catholic laity, especially Catholic laymen, to stand up, to be counted, to defend the Church, and especially at this time when we see what the Holy Father described as unprecedented new threats to the Church's liberty and the Church's public witness. The efforts of government to attempt to redefine in a way that restricts the mission of the Church. And so this was great encouragement to the members of the Knights of Columbus to take on greater responsibility in our mission of the laity, especially laymen, to stand up, be counted, defend the Church, and to assist in furthering the mission of the Church. So this was a great letter that we received. And also, we were very grateful for the Holy Father's description of the Knights of Columbus as a pioneer in the modern lay apostolate. And so we hope in this way, too, the Knights might be an example for laymen and lay women in our countries in which we're active, but also in many other countries, stand up for the Church, to be more engaged, and to take the great cause that our Holy Father is defining for us in the upcoming year of faith and the new evangelization, to do our part to serve the Church.
Supreme Knight of the Knights of Columbus, Carl A. Anderson, thank you very much for finding time out in your hectic schedule ahead of this historic 130th Supreme Convention. We wish you the best of luck and with the convention, and also we thank you very much for all the work that you do, not only in North America, but also throughout the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.